2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 14 through 17. Segunda los Corintios 5, 14 al 17. Hermanos, voy a decir más en inglés que en español. Voy a ir rapidito. Es que me tienen paciencia, por favor, ustedes. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 14 through 17. Three verses, if you would like to stand with me for the reading of God's word. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we are all dead. We're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Dear Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for this wonderful service. And we thank you for Brother Daniel Sanchez and your calling in his life. And Lord, help us to be encouraged by your word tonight. Use me for the next few minutes to be an encouragement and a help to Brother Daniel, his family, and to everyone here tonight. Thank you for your word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Paul never forgot what the Lord Jesus Christ had done in his life, or who he was before Christ saved him. A Pablo nunca se le olvidó lo que Cristo Jesús había hecho en su vida, ni quién él era antes de que Cristo lo salvara. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9 and 10, the apostle wrote, "And last of all, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. For I am the last of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me." Primera los Corintios 15, 10, escribió el apóstol, "Pero por la gracia de Dios soy lo que soy, y su gracia no ha sido en vano para conmigo, antes he trabajado más que todos ellos, pero no yo, sino la gracia de Dios conmigo." Hermano Daniel, nunca se le olvide lo que usted era antes de que Cristo lo salvara. Siempre sea agradecido por su salvación. Nunca comience a pensar que usted es alguien. Manténgase humilde. Brother Daniel, never forget who you were before Christ saved you. Always be thankful for your salvation. Never start thinking you're somebody. And always stay humble. But Paul also never forgot about his calling. Pablo no solo nunca se le olvidó lo que Cristo había hecho en su vida, pero tampoco nunca se le olvidaba su llamamiento. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9 he wrote, "Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." El apóstol escribió en 2 Timoteo 1:9, le escribía a su discípulo, "quien nos salvó y llamó con llamamiento santo, no conforme a nuestras obras, sino según el propósito suyo y la gracia que nos fue dada en Cristo Jesús antes de los tiempos de los siglos." In Philippians 3:14, he wrote, "I press towards the mark for the price of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Escribió a los filipenses, "prosigo a la meta, al premio del supremo llamamiento de Dios en Cristo Jesús." The calling to serve our Lord in the ministry is a high calling. Amen. Nuestro llamado a servir al Señor en el ministerio es un supremo llamamiento.
Amen.
Never lose focus. Nunca pierda esa visión, hermano Daniel, ese enfoque. It would always help you to stay in the race, to keep on serving Him and never quit. Siempre le va a ayudar a mantenerse en la carrera, a terminar su carrera, a seguir sirviéndole y a nunca echarse para atrás. Lo más importante es recordar el llamado que uno tiene y de quién vino ese llamado. The calling to serve our Lord in the ministry is a high calling. Never lose focus. And Paul never forgot about what the ministry is all about. He never lost focus of what ministry is about. Pablo tampoco nunca se le olvidó lo que el ministerio es. ¿Qué es lo que se trata el ministerio? Primeramente, número uno, nunca se le olvidó, nunca perdió enfoque de la prioridad del ministerio. He never lost focus of what the priority of ministry was. In 2 Corinthians, in our passage of scripture we read, in verse 18 and 19, it reads, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation." Dijo el apóstol aquí, todo esto proviene de Dios, quien nos reconcilió consigo mismo por Cristo y nos dio el ministerio de la reconciliación, que Dios estaba en Cristo reconciliando consigo al mundo, no tomándoles en cuenta a los hombres sus pecados, y nos encargó a nosotros la palabra de la reconciliación.
Amen.
The word of reconciliation. We live in times when just about everything that's done in the ministry is called a ministry. And that's all well and good, but we must never forget that the principal ministry of the ministry is the preaching of God's word. Vivimos en tiempos donde casi todo lo que uno hace en el ministerio se le llama un ministerio. Y está bien, pero nunca se nos debe de olvidar que el principal ministerio del ministerio es la predicación de la palabra de Dios. In 2 Corinthians 4:1, it reads, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not." In 2 Timothy 4:1-2, the apostle charges Timothy and he says, "I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine." The visitation ministry is important. Soul winning is important. The music ministry is so important. The team ministries are important. And we should do our best when serving in those ministries. But the most important of all, our priority as preachers of the Word of God is to preach the Word. Esa debe ser nuestra prioridad, predicar la palabra. Hay otros ministerios, muchos ministerios en la iglesia que son importantes. Pero el mayor de todos es la predicación de la palabra de Dios. Que nunca se le olvide, hermano Daniel. We never forget that. Never forget that it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Dice la Biblia que agradó a Dios por la locura de la predicación salvar a los creyentes. Paul never lost focus of the priority of ministry. And he never lost focus of the privilege of ministry. El privilegio del ministerio. And in our passage of scripture in chapter 5, verse 18, it reads, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation." Nos encargó el ministerio de reconciliación. And he continues in verse 20, he says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." En el versículo 20 dice, "Así que somos embajadores en nombre de Cristo." We are ambassadors for Christ. The Lord told his disciple, "As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." El Señor le dijo a sus discípulos, "Así como el Padre me envió a mí, así os envío yo." There's no greater privilege than to see people saved. No hay mayor privilegio que ver a gente ser salva. To see lives changed. We are privileged to have a part in the greatest work there is on earth, the work of the ministry. Somos privilegiados de tener parte en la obra más grande de todo el mundo, la obra del ministerio. And we must remember that it's all of God's doing, not ours. We are just vessels. That's why Paul admonished Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. La Biblia dice que somos instrumentos nada más. Todo lo que se hace en el ministerio es obra del Señor. Nosotros somos nada más instrumentos. Y dice la Biblia que en una casa grande no solamente hay utensilios de oro y de plata, sino también de madera y de barro. Y unos son para usos honrosos y otros para usos viles. Así que si alguno se limpia de estas cosas, será instrumento para honra, santificado, útil al Señor y dispuesto para toda buena obra. Que nunca se nos suba la cabeza, que nunca se le suba la cabeza, hermano. Porque no es usted, es el Señor obrando a través de usted, a través de su palabra. Never let it go to your head. It's not you. We're not important. We're just vessels. And the Lord is the one that's doing the work. He uses us as vessels, but it's He that gets all the, that should get all the honor and all the glory. And the Apostle Paul never lost sight, never lost focus of the power of the ministry. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Segunda a los Corintios, capítulo 5, versículo 21. No solamente el apóstol Pablo nunca perdió visión de lo que era la prioridad del ministerio, el privilegio del ministerio, sino también que el poder que había en servir a Dios en el ministerio. In verse 21, it reads, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." The message of the gospel is powerful. Never lose sight of what the most important part of your message is, and that is the gospel. The gospel. In verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." El poder del evangelio para transformar vidas. The power of the gospel to change lives. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Porque no me avergüenzo del evangelio de Jesucristo, porque es el poder de Dios para salvación a todo aquel que crea, al judío primeramente y también al griego. The Lord Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." Si yo fuera levantado, dijo Cristo, atraeré a todos hacia mí. All we need to do is lift up Jesus. Lo único que tiene que hacer, hermano, es levantar a Cristo. And he will do what you can never do. Él va a hacer lo que usted nunca puede hacer. He will build his church. Él va a ser el que edificará su iglesia. And he will add to the church such as should be saved. Y él es el que va a añadir a la iglesia aquellos que han de ser salvos. I believe that's why John said he must increase, but I must decrease. Por eso creo que el apóstol Juan, que Juan el Bautista dijo, es necesario que él crezca y que yo mengüe. Porque el que es importante, el que hace la obra, es nuestro Señor Jesucristo. Y si usted predica a Cristo, y si usted es fiel a su palabra, él lo va a usar. Y va a haber grandes cosas suceder en la obra del Señor. If all we do is lift Jesus up, and let him work through his word and through us, he will build his church. He will add those that should be saved. And that's the best thing you can do. Never forget the priority of preaching of the word of God. The privilege, because it is him that does the work, not us. And never forget that the power of God is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Preach the gospel. Predique el evangelio. Amen. Amen.